Well, this is the first case in Alaska talking about a survivor's benefit for lesbian and gay couples. It's really about, to us, equality. It doesn't change any of the definition of marriage, doesn't change who is married, but it does ask that you treat these long-term, steady relationships for what they are.
Millennium Hotel is named as a respondent, but it's not really an opponent in this case, is it?
That's right. Our issue is not with the Millennium Hotel. Carrie enjoyed working there. It's the fact that Alaska law doesn't recognize these long-term committed relationships, and that doesn't treat similarly situated people equally.
What would be the typical compensation for somebody who would get survivor's benefits?
It tries to be a salary substitute, but it's capped out, so it usually doesn't give people their salary. But the idea of workers' compensation for death benefits is the surviving partner ought to have some replacement for that income that they lost. So it's in the range of $900 a week, a little less than, say, $45,000 or $50,000 a year.
And how long would this last?
It lasts for her life, and so the survivor's benefit under the Act lasts for the life of the spouse.
So this could be fairly substantial then, depending on the survivor.
Well, it can make a big difference in somebody's life, and yeah, it can make the difference between being able to stay in the home you shared or not. In this case, that's part of the problem. Debbie couldn't afford to stay in the house that they shared together because that half of their income was gone. It doesn't happen very often, thankfully. So while it's a significant amount for somebody to have in their life and helps them to continue financially their life, it's not a big hit to the insurance industry generally, just because these things are pretty rare.
But both Carrie and Deborah, they had essentially shared finances for quite a number of years.
That's right. They were in all the senses that we'd expect a couple, a partnership. They shared a house, they shared expenses, they helped with each other's children. In fact, the children of each thought of Debbie and Carrie, as their grandmother or relative.
But it looks like both Lambda Legal and yourself kind of expect denial by the board and the commission.
That's right. The board doesn't have the power to declare this law unconstitutional. So while we bring it before the Workers' Compensation Board, it's going to be decided ultimately by the Alaska Supreme Court.
And can you explain what likely will be the arguments once it is considered by the Supreme Court?
Under Alaska and federal equal protection, you have to treat people who are in a similar situation equally and fairly. And that's all we're asking here. It doesn't redefine marriage. Nobody it's not going to change the definition of marriage. It is going to say, though, when somebody like Debbie and Carrie are in a long-term committed relationship, you need to recognize that and treat them fairly.
Are there any previous related cases by the Alaska Supreme Court or maybe by courts in other jurisdictions that would lead you to believe to get a favorable outcome or a favorable outcome in this case?
Well, the Alaska Supreme Court has already held that for state benefits and municipal benefits, that they have to have some way to recognize these long-term committed relationships. And that happened in 2005, and there just hasn't been a whole lot of problem with doing that. You can separate these relationships from much more transient ones. So there is some precedent for this happening already, and we think the Alaska Supreme Court will recognize that it just doesn't treat people fairly and equally when you don't allow them this benefit in these rare cases where these kind of tragedies happen.